Sorry, this is so late today, but I had to go to Mass this morning. I got up early, took a shower, got all ready, prayed while I was getting ready, but I was listening, so it wasn't like I was totally ignoring the prayers. And that's something that I did take into confession, because sometimes I get up at 5 and I pray and I'm not really paying attention. And you know, the very first commandment, actually the first 3 of all 10, is about God. And the first one is keeping God the center of your life, loving Him, worshiping Him, not letting anything come before Him. So that is why I get up early and I do my best to give Him my heart, my soul, my day, you know, my eyes, my ears, my nose, my mouth, my hands, my feet, like, let me be you, Lord. Let me not be me. Because that is a selfish person. And I get sometimes too carried away with the things that I have to do or the worldly cares. And then before you know it, I'm done with the litany of the holy name of Jesus and I don't even remember praying it. How many of you do that with the rosary? It's so easy to do. This is why we should sit and just be. We're human beings, not human doings. And we can give God our crazy mind, our distractions, and all of the things that are pulling us away from praying with our heart. And then it was confession afterwards. And this is the Saturday before Divine Mercy Sunday. If you did not hear my Divine Mercy Sunday podcast a couple of days ago, the title is, What If I Can't Go to Confession on Divine Mercy Sunday? Don't sweat. You can go 20 days before or 20 days after Divine Mercy Sunday, which is tomorrow. I highly recommend that you sit and you write everything that comes to your heart. Today, I took in the fact that I don't believe when I confessed my overdrinking and my smoking pot that I was truly contrite, because I never really stopped it. I did during Lent or during Advent, but then I would go right back to it. And then during the last couple of years when my husband was retired, I did stop smoking occasionally, but then I would go right back to it. And I know for a fact that it was because I wasn't going to daily Mass. I wasn't frequenting the sacrament of confession. When I was going to confession once a week. And no, I wasn't committing mortal sins, but I was so much more aware of the sins, the vices in my life. So I took to the priest my overdrinking and my smoking today, because I really wanted God during this Divine Mercy Sunday timeline to know that I am truly repentant and I will never go back. I confessed a couple of other things that I thought I needed to go back in with. I know we're not supposed to reconfess things if we've done them before. But what if we really weren't all that repentant and then all of a sudden it just kind of went to the wayside, whatever that sin was? Excuse me, that was a little burp. You know, I just want to be covered with all of my bases. Okay, so think about it. Sit down, pray about it. Ask the Lord, ask the Holy Spirit to put in your heart what you need to take to confession. All right, the rest of my day is going to be packing because I'm going to be heading down to the house in Tennessee. And I don't know if I've told you all, but I am going to build, although I haven't gotten the price for everything yet. Hopefully I'll have that. But my plan, if it's not a ridiculous amount of money, is to build that retreat home and dive into my retirement and do it. Not ask other people for money. Sure, if people want to donate, they most definitely can, and I'll set that up. But I believe that now is the time for me to look at God and say, I trust in your providence. Whatever you will for me will be done here. And I truly have prayed and prayed and prayed. And I know that Satan did not want me to go down there. If you remember back when my husband died, I was in prayer and I felt sick to my stomach. My whole body was panicked because I thought, well, I didn't I didn't think. Satan put in my mind me and my husband in the hotel room. And then I started panicking. I had this pit in my stomach. I felt sick. I was like, I cannot go down there. I certainly can't live there. I have got to sell this place. And it went on for about a minute and a half until, wait a minute. I'm in the middle of prayer. I'm in the middle of my rosary. And it was the surrender rosary where the first was all about Jesus take over, then Mother Mary guide me, Jesus take over, Mother Mary guide me, Jesus take over. I was in the Jesus take over one. So all I said out loud was, Jesus take over. And instantly, I'm not kidding people, instantly, I had no sickness in my body, no sick to my stomach feeling, no anxiety, no worry. My tears completely dry up. I mean, I still have tears on my face, but I'm not crying anymore. That was when I knew, okay, I'm on to something here with God. I truly believe He wants me to build this retreat home so that other people can be healed through Jesus, through healing speakers, through priests who will have adoration and confession and mass. So I'm super excited. I would love your prayers that hopefully the price tag is not ridiculous. But I also have to look at God and say, okay, I trust in you. You know, I think about if you build it, they will come. Maybe, I don't know. There's a lot more to look at, obviously, but I've got a lot of people that are meeting me on Monday. And then I'm traveling down to the builder's place about 2 hours south to kind of look at the new one and also finishing the home that's existing. And I'm so excited. It's going to be painted. I mean, that's one big thing. It'll be painted, so I'll get to see that. And then it's just baby steps, one by one by one. And I cannot wait until I could live there. I'm tired of going to the hotel, which is 45 minutes away. I cannot wait until I have a fully functioning home. God's timing is perfect, I guess. All this could have been, should have been done a long time ago, in my opinion. But I have to look at God and say, okay, there must be a reason why it's taking so long. Okay, back to Divine Mercy Sunday. And what is today? Today is the first Saturday. I don't know if you've ever prayed. It was the first Friday as well. Talk about a jam-packed week. And then we have the eclipse coming up. Okay, what is First Friday? First Friday is where we make reparations for Jesus's Sacred Heart. Like, we're sorry for all of the people who ignore Him, who hate Him, who defile Him. If you think about black masses, these satanic people take Jesus in the Eucharist and they defile it. I mean, they poop on it, pee on it, do all this stuff. It's disgusting. Why would they not do that with any of the Holy Communion in any other parish, any other denomination is really what I meant. Because that's not Jesus. So, First Friday, if we pray a little extra, pray for the Holy Father, go online. I'm not going to review these all right now. Go online, look for Promises of the First Friday. And I think you have to do it for 9 months. Every Friday, go to Mass. receive Holy Communion. I believe it's confession. And you may not be able to go to confession on that day, but it gives you some leeway like it does, like the Lord does with Divine Mercy, 20 days before, 20 days after. And then the first Saturday, and I think that is 5 months in a row, you attend Mass, you receive Holy Communion, you go to confession. And I went early today to Mass so I could pray the rosary with everybody else before Mass. So I have one of the mysteries done. I have to do the other three. Now, you don't have to pray the full mysteries. You just have to contemplate for 1 minute the other 15 mysteries. But I'm not going to do that. I'm going to pray all of them. I have yet to do that. I was going to try and do that before I got on this podcast, but I thought, boy, I still have to do my Saturday with Kendra video and get that uploaded. So much going on, plus pack, blah, 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 blah. Too much going on. By the way, I will be interviewing Zachary King for part 3 next week. I could not fit it in yesterday, so I had to reschedule. So a lot of you are impatiently waiting for the third part, and it's coming. It's just going to be a week later. Okay, I got to get rolling. I love you all. I want you to pray through your confession. If you've already gone, keep thinking, keep praying. Maybe something comes up and you can go to confession within the 20 days after as well. Just do it all for your love of Jesus, not for guilt, not because you don't want to go to hell, but that you want to have your soul be clean and you want to confess these things so that those demons can unhook from you, or that guilt that you are carrying can unhook from you. And you can walk out of that confessional white as snow. It's amazing. Okay, let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, come into our hearts and help us to spend these next days. Today, with Mary. Tomorrow, with you at Mass. And the following day, the Annunciation, when Mary accepted that she would be the handmaid of the Lord. And let's pray that the eclipse brings people to Jesus in some way, shape, or form. Help us to be holy today, to love one another today, to love ourselves today, and to do things for our soul, our mind, and our body. Lord, we're going to pray for all of the people who have gone before us by name. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for me, a sinner, now and at the hour of my death. Amen. In your holy, merciful name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay. Whew. First things first, not the Saturday video. Time with the rosary. It's probably going to take me 45 minutes to an hour, but that is first. Alrighty, I love you all. Find something more with God, soul, mind, and body, and have a blessed and inspired day.